remember at Tuesday night, or the Dalet Elul, Dvar Halach and Chavis Halvavus. When a person gets an aliyah, there are dinim, there's a question of making the first bracha. What should be, you're not supposed to look as if you're reading from the Sefer Torah, the first bracha. So what do you do? So there's one sheet that to turn the head aside, to the side, off to the side, which is not so ideal because it looks like you're turning away from the Torah. Then there's a tzad to close one's eyes, and then there's a tzad to actually close the Sefer Torah. And then you don't have to turn to the side or close your eyes. So there's different minhagim. The downside of closing the Sefer Torah is it's a possible tircha de tzibura when you reopen it, and sometimes the Baal Kori has to look for the place. So this is one of the cases where it just says naru naru pashta. Everyone should do it as minig is. I'd rather close the Sefer Torah, as my father, Olav HaShalom, did, but I reopen it, as I say, Baruch Atah Hashem Nelsin HaTorah, to try to avoid that Tircha de Tzibura. The Bracha Achrona over the Torah, definitely the Sefer Torah should be closed. You close the Sefer Torah and you make the Bracha Achrona. Okay, we'll learn Yechavis HaLavus now. We're in Shar HaBechina. This is Shir 79 in Shar HaBechina, and he talks about different things that we don't recognize perhaps as tovos from Hashem, good things done for the benefit of mankind. So we talked about light. Now he talks about darkness. He says, Achoshech to'aloso ne'lamos. The benefits of darkness are hidden. I don't know if he meant to make a play on words, but they're hidden. So what is it? So he starts listing the benefits. You can't come to yourself in darkness. I mean, you make artificial light, but artificial light is rarely a substitute for regular light. And you feel it. It's a depressed feeling. It slows down. The tempo of life slows down at night. That's the normal. And people's activities and movements just slow down. Maybe they stop entirely. There's not good artificial light. People don't like traveling at night. They don't like, even now, you know, there used to be much more dangerous to go at night. Now there's overwhelming artificial light, which is, we lose out on the benefit that Chavis HaLavus is going to say. But even nowadays, people slow down at night. They don't like to do things at night. And if not for night, the darkness, or your gufei ro balechayim kolim, you'd get worn down because you wouldn't go to sleep. You wouldn't stop doing things. Like, there's a natural time to stop doing things at night and to rest and to go to sleep. And like this, you would walk around the clock, which happens now because we have such good artificial light. But sleep is a very, he doesn't talk about sleep being the benefit to mankind that it is. You remember to refresh yourself. The whole body is refreshed and rejuvenated. So that's at night. That's how you, the time is because of night. A day and night is 24 hours. Day and night is a day. Otherwise you wouldn't know. That's how we measure time, when a day and night goes by. If it would just be day, or just night for that matter, you wouldn't be able to measure time because you wouldn't know when it stops and when it starts. Like this, it's dark and light. That's a specific benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided to mankind. That's how you know. You drank the car for 10 days, you wouldn't know when 10 days are up. You would have no good way of measuring 10 days. Baruch Yimei Chayim, you wouldn't know when it's your birthday. The Katsrusam, you wouldn't know how old you are. You couldn't keep. The measure of time is because day, night, day, night, day, night. And that's how you measure it. Vilu hod yinyin hoyla tzumat al tzura achas, it was always day or always night. Lois a mitzvah tluyos b'zman. You couldn't have a mitzvah that depends on time because you wouldn't be able to mark off time. V'hoyim bein b'nei ad moed leis kotzov. You couldn't have appointments set up because it would be so hard to keep track of time. A lot of things that are dependent on time, you Pashut wouldn't have. Now, Rabbi Avigdor Miller in the Sefer on Chavetz Chavos goes now into his own listing of the different benefits of nighttime. He says that the heat and light of the sun in the day draw out the earth's resources, and at nighttime this process stops. And if not for that, then the earth also rests at night. But if it would always, it would deplete the koyach of the earth if it would always be sunshine and always have that heat and light from the sun. It recuperates at night. Then he says at night, during the day plants absorb carbon dioxide, photosynthesis, that's because of sunlight, and at night they, it's like breathing, they emit carbon dioxide into the air. They're going to be banned. I hope nobody finds this out. They emit carbon dioxide into the air, and that happens at night, and that allows different chemical processes to go on. No digestion. The digestion is most effective when you're resting, not when you're active. So, because the stomach doesn't have to compete with other limbs that need energy for the blood. So that's what the Chavetz Chavos says. Food would never be digested properly if you wouldn't have night and rest, but if you would just have constant movement and etc., then you wouldn't have that. Okay, we'll stop here.
Hard to go to Alaska because there's no night and people don't know when to daven mincha.
Well, that's a technical problem.
A technical problem. When you get there, you don't know what to do. There's no night.
Are you allowed to go to Alaska?
Well, some Ukrainian. Wait, what's today's date? That's the wrong date. Today's Orem Adalit. Today's Orem Adalit. Tomorrow's Dalit. Today was Gimel. Oh, Tuesday night is Or L'Dalit El. Okay.